We're talking today with Lacey Dale Garcia, and Lacey, let's talk a little bit about the organization that you represent, the Diamond Hats. Diamond Hats have been around for several years now, and it's all about trying to support the young people that are showing at the Oklahoma Youth Expo.
Yes, sir. Diamond Hats evolved in 2005. It was the brainchild of Marilyn Harrell, Bob Funk, and the late Justin Whitefield. They really wanted to create an organization that ladies could step up and find lots of creative ways to financially raise the funds and support the kids in and out of the show ring.
I know you've got obviously a big gala each fall that is a part of your fundraising, and there's some other ways that you raise money as well.
Right. Our gala this year is on November 1st at the Embassy Suites in Norman, and we're already beginning the planning stages of that right along with all of the Oklahoma Youth Expo activities. But currently at the Youth Expo, we have the Diamond Hats live auction, or silent auction, excuse me, silent auction at the premium sale, where we gather a bunch of items. We usually average around $5,000 or $6,000 that we raise just in that when we do the reception that we can immediately spend on the kids that night at the premium sale. Along with that, we do this one's for the girls. This year's theme is booting out bullying, and it's just a time for girls to escape and come as they are from the hog pen, from fitting their steer, and come sparkle with us, be inspired and motivated, have fun.
I know that, of course, this year you've got really a lady that is no stranger to the agricultural community, a former Miss Oklahoma, Betty Thompson and Richie.
Yes, she was Miss Oklahoma 2011 and first runner-up at Miss America. She's a very, very talented Irish dancer, and she's so entertaining but also very inspiring and has so much education for the girls. They all look up to her, and it'll just be really nice for them to be mentored by her while we all have fun with door prizes, even giving away diamonds and a pair of boots.
Now, something that's relatively new as far as for the Diamond Hats and for OYE is we've got some young kids that a couple of years ago decided that they didn't make the auction, and they normally will sell their animal as it's a terminal sale, as a terminal competition. They decided instead of selling the animal at market, they donated it.
Well, the Oklahoma Regional Food Bank was the focus. We really wanted everyone outside of our community to be able to see what impact Oklahoma Youth Expo has on the state of Oklahoma and on so many lives that are hungry. So those kids a couple years ago made that decision, and Oklahoma Youth Expo's really run with it and created a competition amongst the kids that they're really enjoying to see which FFA chapter donates the most animals. And it's so nice that the Beef for Backpacks program, the Porks for Packs program, will see even a hog average 800 to 1,000 pork sticks to feed hungry kids. And then that chapter that wins the competition will receive a trophy and a lot of other awards, as well as the $500 donation. But the kids are really having a fun camaraderie with it and knowing that it serves a greater purpose.
We're continuing to see the impact that the Diamond Hats have since that inception of 2005. It's been a very successful group, hasn't it?
Really has. I've been very, very honored to be a part of it. As a young lady in the beginning stages, I just really looked up to all the women that were mentoring me, and they still do to this day. And our membership has grown. We're from all walks of life in agriculture, and we just are really about serving others and sparkle in everything that we do.
And I'm not sure, do you have the website that you can point folks to?
We do, diamondhats.org. There's even a Diamond Hats group on Facebook as well, and we're all about recruiting younger members these days too. So throughout Oklahoma Youth Expo, anybody that's taken pictures of Diamond Hat events or anything that want to do any sort of hashtagging for Diamond Hats and put the in the group page on Facebook, we welcome that. So everyone really sees the wide variety of ways that we do sparkle and serve in the lives of others.